Yeah.
You're going to run everybody
back
off.
Back to our roots, people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and the only person listening to us and the only supervision we have today is Hunter.
The only one we need. Hey, Hunter.
And I'm on steroids right now for an ear infection, so I'm all over the place.
You do look ripped.
Oh, he's going to be back.
Have you been working?
No.
Yeah,
no,
your Death Star shirt barely fits.
That's not funny. Death Stars.
I like your Death Star shirt. I pointed it out. The Death Star's cool.
What do you mean it barely fits?
I mean, your arms are so big from your ear infection. It's wild, man. I don't
feel good, but look at my gums.
Ear infection is going around.
But looking at it, hey, you skip leg day.
They are. They are, because my wife just got back from the doctor.
My wife did too. And 2 weeks ago, I had an ear infection.
What? I'm glad to be here today.
I am too. I missed y'all. Well, I didn't see you.
Why are you glad to be here?
I'm glad to be here.
Just glad to
be here. I figured you'd be sad since the Lions lost.
I don't really care. I've given up watching football. You know what I did yesterday?
But they were a better story, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm done.
With football?
I think Stone figured something out.
Uh-oh.
But he doesn't seem happy either, so maybe not.
Well, you got
whatever
that right.
He's doing, don't do that.
That's right. Don't go his route.
I mean, remember to
quit watching ball playing, but he started wrestling, and it just, I don't want to do that, but quit watch ball playing.
That's just therapy. Don't mess with his therapy.
I ain't messing with
I'm just telling
things
you.
I don't mess with.
That's right. So he don't
wild
hit all of us.
Wild Jungle Cats and Jay Stone.
That's why you don't hit us.
Not going to touch either one of them.
So why are you off the ball playing, you think?
I just don't like it.
Like you're going to drop it cold turkey?
Well, Stone's
no, I'm going to keep watching it and be mad about it. But
all right. Well, Stone's got a point. Anything that has to do with the ball is going to irritate you.
Yep. Like that's nobody wants to see Kansas City in the Super Bowl. They've done it 100 times.
I want
to
see them.
Nobody wants to see Kansas City.
No, you're a Swiftie.
Yeah, everybody wants to see T-Swift.
And I don't.
Hold it. I don't either.
Tell them about my homie.
I'm saying it right now.
Everybody does like to see Kansas City.
Yeah.
So you're a Chiefs fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to love the gunslinger.
So you watch Patrick Mahomes play college
guns up,
Hey, look, I love the gunslinger. Hey.
Whenever the
boy,
Big 12 was on Saturday.
The boy is the fastest gun there is.
Wake up from that nap.
I agree.
Okay. You can't beat him. He's too good.
Yeah, but.
He's good.
It's just like.
Where is the Super Bowl?
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Oh.
Las Vegas.
Gar.
Viva
Las
show.
Vegas.
Usher.
Oh, I'll watch it.
I'm rooting for Usher and Usher alone.
Usher be tight.
And I like Brock Purdy.
But more importantly, what's on the menu for your Super Bowl?
That's right. That's right. Way more important. What are we going to eat? Because nobody cares.
Right.
And what commercials will be good?
I'll take 12 hot wings.
12 hot wings.
I like hot wings.
That's your Super Bowl
with, go-to? Oh, yeah. With fire. Put fire in them, baby.
And grilled sausage. I want that.
What?
Can we not talk?
What's the difference between Super Bowl and a Saturday? Like,
I mean, to you,
it don't make whatever. The day is
hot wings and sausage?
Irrelevant.
Hey.
The day is irrelevant.
Fire the grill up and start cooking.
Fire the grill up and have
And look, I've got a team in the Super Bowl. Do you?
You have a team in the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs.
So they're just your team?
I'm pulling for the Chiefs.
You just picked a
You're
team.
Out of it. Yeah, the Saints are gone. He's not in it.
So
me and Si, we got Mahomes.
Oh, now I'm mad. So you've just been a Chiefs fan your whole life?
No, I told you that.
You've been to Arrowhead Stadium?
Hey,
no,
you
I haven't.
Own a T-shirt?
I don't have to.
Uh-oh. Don't ever
You're
heard.
Not even a fan.
I don't have to.
They're just good
you
now.
Need to listen
I'm going
to
be sad when the Yankees. Were you sad when Nick Saban left, too?
Who?
Nick Saban when he left Alabama.
Who is that?
Who?
I assume
who
you're a fan
that?
Of him, too.
Who is that?
The
all
Cubs,
the
Yankees.
Good people.
How's Manchester United?
What are you talking about? He's got on a brand new pair of khakis. Go Wolverines.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Hey, go State Farm.
Hey, I'm pulling for the Chiefs.
Right. How big
that's
of a Bulls
way,
fan were you in the 90s?
Hey, I don't have to tell you nothing.
Do you wear red on Sundays? Are you still living Tiger's heyday?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
His bidet froze up, and he was calling me to come help him fix it when the cold came through. And he wants to know about me being
heated.
A Chiefs fan.
How long have you been a Chiefs fan? I want to know.
All year.
Brittany bought a Chiefs
All
sweater.
Year?
Yeah.
Who were you a fan of last year?
I like the Chiefs last
year. Hey, we got
2 years. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You just pick a team at the beginning.
No.
Yeah.
Look, this
I like the
deeper.
Saints most
this
of the time.
This goes deeper than the football team.
But I can like more.
Martin, he's a gambler.
We got
two years ago. He was a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah. He's got money on it.
Go Bucks.
He's got money on it. Okay, no, we're good. I get it now.
That's not true.
Phillip is a sports bettor.
Hey, no, that's not true.
It goes way.
You have no money on.
Nope. I'm telling you.
You need to listen to the song. I should have been a cowboy.
Si,
Bobby Keith.
Have we been not
you want to lose
about
the first round of Mahomes?
No, no.
I know you love Mahomes. It's just funny.
Hey, well, hey,
Phillip, how much football did you play in your life?
More than you, probably. What was you doing?
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Football,
what were you doing?
Oh, did you? I'm just asking.
I'm sure.
He played football, too.
Do you have a championship ring of any sort?
Uh-oh.
No, do you?
Yep.
Got a couple of them.
Yep.
Did
got
you
one
play?
That, got one says state, yeah, one that says national.
That's right.
Martin's so really
one that says state, one that says
hey, good
national.
For you. If I was coaching you, you'd have won. More.
Don Shouse. Oh, Don Shouse Jr.
I love it. I love it.
I was just wondering if you actually played.
That's right.
Yeah, I did play.
Back in West Monroe's
glory. Like you played?
Yeah,
like
I
you
played.
Played?
Yeah, I played.
He played when Willie was on West Monroe's soccer team.
Oh, wow. What a life. What a time to be alive. Back when Neville ran this town.
Yeah. Keep it up, big boy.
I'm just curious. I love people that are passionate about it. They're like, how much do you play? And they're like, never.
But I played all 4 years. So did Si.
I know Si did.
Well, now you know I did.
That's why I was legitimately asking the question.
Well, now you know. Here's another thing that you didn't know that you now know.
Oh, he done got big, man.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
He done got big, man.
Old Patrick Mahomes, biggest fan of
him.
He done
got
boy,
big,
I love
man.
It.
Now I have a vested interest to root for the 49ers.
Put your money up.
I thought you didn't have
any money. I didn't think you gambled.
I don't.
But he's ready.
But I will.
He's willing.
With Winnie here, I will.
He's willing, boy, to put money up.
What's the spread on that game? Time out.
Hey, and he ain't the only
it's
one.
It's minus one.
Hey, dude. And he 49ers ain't the only one.
Minus
really?
One.
All right.
Is that what it opened at, or is that current? Or?
Open.
So yeah, he ain't got no money, but he been checking.
Keep it up.
I love Phillip. Okay, I love Phillip. No, I don't bet on us. Minus one over under 47.5. I don't know what to do.
Hey. Go ahead.
It's minus 190. But, you know, it's like, oh, wow. What a laugh.
I can't tell you.
Who to sock it to? Si, say it one time.
Who to sock it to? It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
You know what I want to do?
I can't tell you.
Lunch right now.
Who to suck it to.
But that is actually a very fitting song for Factor because they got so many choices.
You can do what you want to do.
It is your thing.
You're going to save time.
Do what you want to do.
You do what you want to do.
That's right.
You're going to save time. You're honestly going to save money. It's the best. If you haven't tried this yet, shame on you because I've not been lying to you. It is. You should try at least one box. It's half off. It's like free food.
I got queso fundido waiting for me back at the office.
Yeah, I pretty much just run the same ones now.
They're very good.
Yeah. I found like 10 go-tos, and I get some combination of those 10.
You like that black sage pepper pork, black pepper and sage pork chop.
Mm. Praise Jesus. That thing is good. That queso fundido is good, too. I just got it for the first time, actually.
Oh, it's all good.
You can't go wrong with fantastic chops.
Factor rules.
And the sun-dried tomato chicken's fantastic.
Had that on Monday.
That's one of his favorites.
You know. I don't know what else we can do to tell you, but like they're good. They're delivered to your door, and they're ready in 2 minutes or less.
And the first time, it's half off.
There you go. And look, there's 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. There you go.
There
like,
you go.
It's so easy. And they have so many options. And now they got different things. They got these little wellness shots that they threw in our last box.
Them things wild. I feel great. That's all I've had today. And I'm ready to, like, just start punching the air.
Feel great.
Get you going.
Oh, but snacks, smoothies, more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. You can sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. And they'll fit your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. You can pause if you're going to be out of town. You can reschedule. You can do all kinds of things because life happens. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup required. If you want to take a chance on it, and make a good investment into your future. All you got to do is head to factormeals.com/duck50 and use code duck50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. That's code duck50 at factormeals.com/duck50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while the subscription is active.
I watched a bit of the Chiefs game.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it.
I saw a lot of Taylor Swift.
Yep. Yay.
So I was curious if you guys thought that maybe football might be rigged.
100%.
And that the Chiefs are going to make it to the Super Bowl because of Taylor Swift.
100% football's rigged.
You don't quit preaching and got to meddling there.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL is right here.
You done.
WWE is right beside it.
Yeah, you done quit preaching and got to meddling.
Yeah,
Hey, do you think that college football is rigged because Nick Saban went to the playoff in his final year as a coach?
Yep.
Oh, wait. That was a little on the nose.
It's all rigged.
Here's the thing.
It's all driven by money. It's not a fair game.
I do believe that.
It's not scripted.
No, it's not fair for one reason. Okay, because everybody's not looking at the real thing. Okay, and that is the talent.
No.
On all these teams.
How much money can they put in the network?
Oh, no, because I'm telling you, the talent, that's what it's all about. That's why I said a while ago, when the stars come out and shine, guess what? That team's going to win.
Because the referees are going to help.
No.
They 100% did
yesterday.
Everybody knows the Ravens.
Remember this, what I told you.
Another bad one?
Uh-huh. Hey,
two.
Regardless, you know who I'm for. But, hey, here's the deal for the game when it comes up, the Super Bowl. Whatever stars on each team.
And in the stand.
If they shine, guess who's going to win the game? The stars that shine.
Now, they may officiate this one pretty close because they got Taylor to Vegas.
Well, I hope they let them play.
Now, they don't mess up the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just the path. Fair. It's the path there.
But when Travis Kelce's jumping up and doing this every play, and then one guy on the Ravens does it once, and then it's 15 yards, it's like, okay, hold on. And suddenly, the guy who calls more flags against home teams than anybody gets switched to be the ref a week before for the Chiefs-Ravens. It's like, eh.
So I don't listen to it.
And in 2019, whenever the Rams had just moved to L.A. and the Saints beat them,
I'll give you another saying. Hey, don't judge me unless you have walked 5 miles in my mind.
All right, we're done. Right. We're not a sports podcast. Yeah. We're not Skip Bayless.
Hey,
did
you kill a banded mallard after duck season ended in Louisiana by driving to Arkansas?
Oh, I did.
He did.
I did do that. I could have been a banded mallard drake this morning.
But he shot his lane to do it, which is what you're supposed to do. In other words, shoot in front of you.
Well, what stunk is, you know, I took Brittany this morning. We had a little blind date again.
A blind date.
Let the boys
get it. That's a pun. Get it? I had a blind date.
We let the boys stay at Granny's last night.
That's right.
And
Granny taking care of the kids.
And for some reason, she's got like this big wish to kill a banded duck.
And
you did it?
I didn't do it intentionally.
You didn't do it on purpose.
So, but I couldn't even like hide the fact that I was going to try and get over there with the duck and swap them.
The jewelry. Mm-hmm.
And let her have that one.
Yep, the jewelry.
But she caught me in the process.
Uh-oh.
Where was it from?
He was actually banded in Arkansas in 2022, in February of 2022.
Ooh, he's made it 2 years.
And he was, he was hatched in 2020 or early. He's an old duck. He's a big duck, like giant mallard. Yeah, so it's cool, man. I just shot my lane. He was actually, it's funny, he was the hardest shot out of all. He was hanging back further than the rest of them. I mean, we had 5 mallards coming to decoys, and it was 3 drakes and 2 hens, and we ain't going to shoot the girls this late in the game. And there was a drake in front of Brittany, a drake in front of Bradley, and a drake kind of I mean, he was in front of me, but he was out there a little bit. He was leery.
And everybody shot the lane.
Everybody. So I'm watching to make sure that she gets hers. Bump, killed it. So I'm like, okay, now I can worry about this one out in front of me. And I killed him, and there it is.
How many banded ducks have you killed in your life?
I have no idea.
Guess.
Under or over, like 50?
25.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't.
How many?
It took me a long time before I killed one, but then once I started killing them, they seemed to like, seemed to keep happening. It's weird.
I didn't do what my brother did. He kept all of his and kept them on one string, so to speak.
That's
I've killed
impressive.
Quite a few, but my brother has got like a,
hundred.
7 or 8 foot of it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them.
Is it 100?
It's probably. More than that. Yeah, I bet.
Probably. Yeah.
And me and you still like, we're combined for zero. Yeah. Zero.
But like this one.
Unless I get one from him.
Me, you, and Phil together, though, have more than these guys.
So, I took Brittany hunting last week, and her waders were fine. No problem. I take her today, and they've sprung a leak.
That's no good.
Like, as soon as we step in the water, and it's deep. It's waist-deep water. She's like, I'm getting wet.
Yeah, she's wet.
And I was like, well, you can either retreat and be wet or keep walking and be wet, but I'm going duck hunting.
You can go back to the lodge.
Yeah, you can go back to camp.
Yeah,
or hang out,
or home,
or you can stay here. So she sat there. It was kind of chilly this morning, and toughed it out. And we were taking off our socks, or Bradley took off his socks and gave them to her. I took off sweatshirts so she could dry her feet, and just try to get as much dry as she could, and all the thing. But I took the band off and gave it to her and crimped it on her key ring. Because I told her she earned it for being out there.
Right, for staying with
it. Or for sticking with it. Like, I may have shot it, but you earned it. So, you know.
She was part of it.
And, if she'd have been like a lot of folks and got to griping and complaining, I'd have never been there to shoot it because I'd have taken her back to the camp.
Yep.
But she sat there and toughed it out. And so she earned it. It's now on her key ring, and she can do as she pleases with it.
And it's her.
You'd have been taking me back.
Yeah.
I'd have.
Look, I had her not talked into, but I said, look, we got 2 four-wheelers. Let me get you to the road that goes to camp. She didn't quite, it was dark. She wasn't paying attention where we went.
Yep.
I said, let me get you back there, and then you just go on back to camp, build a fire, everything's good.
Was this the last day that y'all could hunt?
Together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because she can't tomorrow because my mom's got a doctor's appointment, so she can't keep the boys. So, yeah, this is it for us. But she said, okay, I'll do that. And I looked up, and I said, now, hold on, though. I said, them 7 or 8 right there look pretty good.
They look like they're going to work. Yeah.
And they just, 5 of them just peeled out. I said, uh-oh. And then we killed them. So if I'd have taken her back, we'd have never had that chance.
We'd have never got that mallard.
Yeah. Bam. So, so good on her. Yeah, it's on her key ring. And they're fun to shoot. It's fun to think about the stories. I mean, that duck's made that trek since 2020 or before that we know of. I would say he's probably more like 2015. I would call him about a 10-year-old Mallard Drake, but just looking at him, and it's fun to think that he's dodged everybody until today. It's like, got him,
but he couldn't dodge Justin Martin.
Well, most bands you kill are like hatchier birds. Most of them are young.
Hey, y'all know what we've been talking about for a long time?
Yes. AG1, and what are you doing over there?
But we've never proven it.
I was going to keep it a secret till y'all would just gave it just AG1.
You can't keep it a secret.
Look, but
I was
going
to say, hey, 2 letters and the number.
AG1.
That's it.
We've been doing this one for a minute, and we all really like it. And we always say, what? It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute.
So hey, look at that.
In this
deal.
Ad.
Look, the song should be playing right now. Hey, a little less talk and a lot more action, baby.
Because I have opened a travel pack. I've put it in cold water. I do have this fancy mixture, which helps.
That's a nice one.
Did they send you that, the AG1 people?
And boom, watch this. Healthiest thing you can do in under a minute.
That's right.
Just like that. And that's what I do every morning. But on this morning, I could tell I did not take my AG1, so I found one of the travel packs.
And you actually noticed the difference?
That's right, Johnny D. When you drink your AG1, let me tell you, it's going to make a difference.
It puts a little pep in your step, don't it?
Well,
you feel
honestly,
more focused, your gut's feeling better.
And if you don't drink it, you know it.
Yeah, it makes your heart skip a beat now, I'm telling you.
Hey. So Alicia and I have been drinking it for quite a while.
I know
now.
You look a lot better,
and I feel better.
Well, hey, you definitely look better.
AG1 is not better. Guaranteed okay. to make you look better, okay. but it will make you feel better.
Well, hey,
it'll get
it made
you back.
Him look better.
It may, you know what? It does help well, with hey, your I'm hair and your saying. Skin right. because right there on the back of the package, it said it is a comprehensive, convenient daily nutrition with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients made for just about everybody. And I ain't found nobody yet that it can't help. I drink my AG1 first thing in the morning, except for today. I missed it, so I got me a travel pack. That way I'm getting the optimal nutrition absorption. Fill up a bottle of water, shake it up. One scoop of AG1 will do you. It's that easy.
Hey, you're going to waste, I don't know what it costs, but hey, you're going to waste that just, yeah. I don't even
care. All for less than
a cup of
coffee. There's
so many ways.
If there's one supplement you should start with, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2. And for a limited time, you'll get 10 free AG1. That's 10. It used to be 5.
That's right.
Now it's
now
10 free AG1 travel packs. Yes, that's 10 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out while
hey,
this offer
look,
lasts.
Order today because, look, this thing just helped 75 of everything your body needs and
it's
requires.
It's all in me now.
And you know, Brittany's got to be tough to be freezing cold and just, you know,
oh, yeah.
still stay out there because I wouldn't have done it.
Well, yeah.
And Si, yeah. you fell in before, hadn't you?
Oh, Godwin would still the be there.
Oh, bad deal for Godwin. Cold as that water Hold was. Bad deal if it was him.
Godwin would still Hold be on. In the same spot waiting
oh,
for somebody
got,
to move
it. He got wet one time because the boat sunk, and that was somebody's fault.
Yeah, he'd have taken off.
Whose no, fault was that?
He went to the house.
Whose fault was that when the
it
boat
It was
sunk?
The commander of the boat.
I've heard different people's yeah. stories.
And his name, he is, you know, he's the one that started the company.
Hey, when a boat goes down, it's the captain's fault.
That's right.
Oh, no.
That's otherwise proved.
That's right. And he's the captain.
Would he agree with that statement?
Heck no. He blamed nope. it on, he said too many fat boys.
That's right. Too many honey bun eaters.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He said too many fat boys.
He said he got too many honey buns. Okay. Three hondos up in the front. What are you gonna do? That's what he said.
And the boat flooded from the back.
Yeah.
So, and it sunk from the back.
Yeah, you tell me whose fault it
is. That's funny.
Oh, I've been in so many that done that. Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. I don't do cold water.
Oh, I don't I don't like
I don't either.
Or but hey.
If I was Brittany, I'd have been like, take me home.
Well, what's really funny is, so like, I don't know, probably 6-7 years ago, we were hunting late in the season, ice everywhere, and these mallards had kept this one spot open. And I said, if we can just get there, it's yeah. going to be a
gonna be a good one.
And she was with me.
Yeah.
She wanted to go. I said, well, come on. I said, but it's going to be rough now.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get there. But it's
and about halfway there, she ripped her waders on that ice. But she could, about halfway, you could see them. And she was like, but we got to go. She's like, I ain't missing that.
Yeah, I ain't going.
And I said, well, let's go, darling. I said, there's a dry spot there when we get there. A little high spot you can get, at least get out of the water on. She was like, okay. And she shot her limit of Mallard Drakes, standing right there, freezing, teeth chattering. Like, I don't know how she hit anything. She, you know, but.
Has Christine oh, yeah. ever gone duck hunting with you?
Huh?
Christine, duck hunting.
No.
Never been.
No.
Would she?
And never, no. Nah. That's the last thing that woman would do, say, hey, yeah, take me hunting.
I was just curious.
Oh, I am.
That she's a farm girl, but hey, no. Nah. Hunting, no.
Oh, it's going to be fun whenever we go, and I got one in tow, and she got one.
Oh, yeah. All four of you.
All four of us. Party Hello. Of four. Let's go, boy.
Hello.
Let's go have some fun. I'm looking forward to it. I told her we're going to save them waders and give it to one of the boys as their first pair. Everybody's first pair of waders leaks. I mean, that's not true. That's kind of baptism by fire when you're a duck hunter.
You gave me my first
Hold
pair
on.
Of waders.
Hey.
They didn't leak, but boy, were they uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I had a man that we hunted with, and hey, I don't know why, or it was a ritual with him. If he didn't trip and roll over and get wet, He wasn't no hunt.
He had to. A little top heavy.
I'm serious. He'd fall every time we went duck hunting. He's dry and waders. he'd fall, and all. I ain't talking about just trip and I hit a knee. Oh, no. He's fixed to trip and fall face forward, get wet, roll over three or four times, and then, hey, get up and say, okay, let's go get them, boys.
So he was a warrior.
Cricket Tanner, that was his name. And that was Moss Lake. That was in the days when Phil was about, in his late 20s.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. That's why he failed, because he's trying to keep up with
Phil.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. You couldn't keep up with him. There ain't no way.
Yeah, yo, that's when Phil he was playing 70... football, yo. Yeah.
It took Phil till he got 72 before I could keep up with him.
Oh, no. Yeah, just, yo. It was funny. And, I mean, it didn't make any difference what the weather was, whether it was ice or water. Nope, he's fixed to get wet, he's fixed to be cold, and he's going to hunt till we kill our limits.
Yeah, I was proud of her for sticking it up. Oh, yeah. She's tough now, but she don't get to go a lot, so when she does, she wants to take full advantage of it. So, and she knows, like...
Well, you got to pay your dues.
Yeah, she knows.
Part
she's
of
like...
It. That's just part of it. You got to pay your dues.
She knows it's hard for me to leave. Like, so I was like...
I'm not that tough.
Me and Mitt Miller look at each other like... Dude, schmooze, we're out.
No, but you got to think, that's only her second time go duck hunting in 2 years. So,
yeah, that's right.
She's, with the boys, like, yeah. And everything that went around it. So,
well, anybody that's went and had good hunts, okay, and especially if they haven't done it, oh, it'll get in your blood.
Oh, yeah. And she knows, too, that I don't go on those kind of adventures unless I think it could be really good.
Yeah.
Now, it was not really good today.
Yeah.
But she knew that the potential for it to be really good was there.
It could be. It could
be. Which is why I bought her $170 license last night for essentially one day of hunting.
Yeah.
But
it
she wanted to go. Mm. And you know what? You can't hardly go out and eat and go to a movie and all that for $170. Yeah, so instead, just go take her duck hunting. Way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Way more fun.
And you'll have memories of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I videoed it on her phone, her wringing out her socks when we got back. I mean, it was bad. Well, she was wet.
That's part of it.
She was wet. And we got done. I'll tell you what she is, though. We got done. We walked out. She walked out first, said, just tote what you can tote. Don't overload yourself because you're going to be adding water the whole way. And then she got there, toted what she could tote, and then turned around, come back and got more stuff. I said, that woman, hot dog, buddy.
Hey.
And then she got home, put on her best pair of Crocs back at the camp.
Good times, bro.
She had them Crocs strapped in four-wheel drive, buddy, and it's almost more than I can stand. Boy, I'm here to tell you. Look, I ain't even bluffing. Hold on. I took a picture of her in her Crocs. I said, I'll make that my screensaver. I said, Valentine's Day's coming up.
You going to get her new pair of Crocs?
No, this is just going to be my post to her on Valentine's Day. She said, you better not. Look here, she even posed for it. She had
you better not.
She said, you better not post it, but we're about to show it. So.
Oh, I guarantee you. She know better.
I'm waiting for it.
She know. It's coming.
It's on the way.
I went ahead and sent it in a group text. That way Hunter ain't got to ask me for it later.
It's a daily struggle.
Yeah,
here.
It is.
Oh, there it is.
Look at her. Look at her standing there. Put
that
one up.
That is the most Britney pose.
Buddy.
Look at them Crocs.
I tell you what.
I like them.
Those are not her britches. Those are Bradley's britches, which is funny that they wear the same size. She had to put on something dry. Those are Bradley's britches and socks.
In the Crocs.
Yeah, he had, but those are her Crocs. Look at that woman. Gosh almighty, how'd I get so lucky?
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
That's right. You got a good one.
I'm here to tell you.
You got a good one.
She in a bind, buddy. No.
All right, we're going to take a break before.
I like messing with her.
She's even styling for
her. She ain't going to watch this, so I can talk all that trash. It's good.
He's going to get in trouble when he gets home.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think
that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
You see what I sent you?
I have no idea what it is. Do I want to play it?
It's just Cy cleaning ducks from when Martin gave him those ducks. That's pretty cool. And Cy's cleaning them.
You burn them in the house?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah, I burn them in. I clean them in the living room.
Yeah. Feathers everywhere. I said, Christine, you want me vacuum to something? No, the maid will get it.
On my rug in the living room.
Is there a reason
everywhere.
The clock ain't rolling? Because we need to discuss it. Time out.
You're cleaning ducks on your stove?
Hey, Cy is great at cleaning ducks. I'm telling you. Hey.
Christine lets singe the feathers off of the...
Hey, my daughter used to hold them.
Look at that feather. Look at that feather. Hey. You see a random feather?
Yeah. No, I'm telling Philip, he said, what are you doing? I said, hey, look at this first. See all that fuzz on there that I couldn't get off?
Well, yeah, you got to burn it to get it off.
I'm sending all the fuzz off.
But that is like...
In your heart, what are you talking about?
All right, folks at home, if you've never cleaned a duck, which I'm sure a lot of you haven't.
In the home?
I'm certain you have burnt all the hair off your hand or arms at some
point. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're very familiar with the smell of singed hair.
The smell,
Oh, yeah.
That is like singed hair on steroids.
Yeah, duck feathers, if you burn it, yeah. You got a little odor that's left. Okay.
Si, did you
and you did
it?
That in your house?
Hey, yeah. It's got one of the air things in it. Above
now, look,
Brittany.
Look at that feather.
Brittany's cool, but she'd run me smooth out the country, big dog, if I did that.
Hey, look, my children used to help me clean the game.
In the home?
In the house, yeah.
Did you not own a table to put outside?
I actually thought my daughter was going to be a doctor because while we're doing it, she's saying, what is that? And I said, well, that's his heart. She said, what's that back here? I said, that's the kidneys. You know? And she said, what's that in that? I said, that's the stomach. Cut it open and said, hey, look, see Americans they've been eating?
Uh-huh. My man just singed four ducks.
Oh, he did. And look, there's feathers all over the carpet. So I looked at Christine and said, you want me to
look at Christine back there on the computer.
Yeah.
How to get burnt hair smell out of the house.
She ain't worried about that.
What is she looking up? Yeah.
Hey, that woman, I cooked, after I done that, I cooked up three big, she's been hiding down on me. She's got one of them deep casseroles. It's about 6 inches deep.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had that one full and another one that was 4 inches and then another small one that's about a foot square. But I had three things of dressing.
How was it?
Oh, excellent.
Them ducks was fat, wasn't they?
No, yeah. I've got about this much left in that big, deep casserole that I put it in.
And you ate all of it, most of it?
Oh, no, I've ate most of it. And I'm going to eat the rest of it tonight for supper.
Do you have any sage in that dressing?
Oh, did I?
Love this man.
I actually done, she read it somewhere. She was looking it up, you know, recipe for dressing.
Hold on. Let me tell you your
Google
recipe,
it.
Si.
Yeah.
Where do you?
Si says that you got to have onion, bell pepper, sage, 2.5 tablespoons of sage.
Yep.
Okay.
Cornbread, heavy brown.
Yep.
Package of saltine
Wait,
crackers.
What does cornbread heavy brown mean?
It means heavy, the color will be, it'll be dark brown.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was like, is that a brand?
Yeah.
Ritz crackers.
I had never heard of it. That's why.
Ritz crackers.
Yep, saltine.
Like a tiny plate.
Several pieces of bread.
Yep.
Celery.
That'd be about 10 or 12.
Chopped celery.
Yep.
Okay, add eggs, two whipped, whip them up, mix them up good. Bay leaves, 3 or 4.
Yep.
Salt and pepper.
That's in the ducks.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's, yeah, there's
you. Boiling in the ducks.
Yeah, there's you.
Boil until tender.
Yep.
Uncle Si's recipe.
Where's your salt and pepper?
Oh, it's in there.
You just, yeah.
It's that's in a, there that's the a given.
Just check that.
No, no, I showed him. He said, yeah. What's that on top? I said, pepper. I said, it's a 6-quart boiler. You cover the top hole all the way across, solid pepper. Then put some salt in it, you know, to taste.
Yeah.
Cooking with Uncle Si. Yeah.
Do you clean fish inside?
Of course.
Hey.
Do you clean everything inside?
Hey, yeah. Whose house is it? Who pays for it?
Well, technically, the good folks at Clayton Homes paid for it.
Mama takes care of it, but I pay for it.
I'd just be kicked out if I come in there cleaning fish and
I ain't sleeping in the kitchen.
Oh, if I clean it up, if I leave a mess, I clean it up. But I mean, hey.
Next thing, he's going to have a deer hanging from the ceiling fan.
Oh, I've done that before.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Hold on.
No, no, I got a story about that. They'll like this. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Germany. I'm in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I actually am a certified instructor to teach Americans how to hunt the German way.
Okay.
Okay, I went to school for that.
All right.
So, look, I'm teaching all these people.
How do Germans hunt?
Oh, they got a lot of...
rituals.
A lot more... what am I looking for? Traditions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you shoot a deer, you've got to go pick a branch off of a oak tree and give him last rites.
Look at John Davis.
You actually put a branch with acorns on it in his mouth. You're honoring the game you just took his life.
Okay.
So you're honoring the game you shoot. But anyway, I've got 16 students.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking each one of them hunting for them to shoot a deer.
Okay.
Yo, 15 of them killed a deer because they would sit still when I told them, hey, you can't be moving. You got to sit here like a statue. If you talk, you whisper.
Are these whitetail?
Huh? No, they're
deers then.
Roe deer.
Okay.
A big one is 20 pounds.
About the size of the rabbits over
there.
Oh,
no. Look, a rabbit, the Haas, the German rabbit, which is the Haas. He weighs 16 pounds.
You're shooting 20-pound deer?
Yeah. Yeah, roe deer. R-O-E.
Fact check.
But anyway, all of them had killed one except this one kid. He's about 17. You know, and I keep telling him, hey, you've got to be still. There's deer right behind us in the woods. We're sitting on a food plot. I said, if you'll be still 10 minutes, they'll come out and you could kill your buck. You know, because I'm looking back in the woods and I see a doe and a buck. Well, he won't be still, so he didn't kill one.
They're looking at something, y'all.
I'm looking at pictures of roe deer.
Oh, hide it up there. Deer.
That's the roe deer.
That's him?
And hey, he'll be a 6-point. You can't tell it, but it goes up. See that point on the.
Oh, yeah, kind of like that one down there in the bottom left.
Yeah.
Very pointy deers.
So did y'all have to get special permission to hunt these deer?
Oh, yeah. I was in with a guy that owned a revere.
So then you hung one of these from your ceiling fan?
Yeah. Look, I kill him.
Well,
okay.
At 20 pounds, this is getting much less impressive.
Well, no. Yeah, but okay. That's true. I kill him and it says
22 to 77.
Hey, I'm hungry for some venison steak. So I asked the revere owner, hey, you know, I want to buy this one. Okay, I'm going to take him home and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just fine. So I shot him that night, late, okay. So I didn't have nowhere. So I go to the basement down there where everybody goes to do laundry.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's where all the washing machines are.
In the cleaning room?
Huh?
Oh, well, yeah. That's where you clean stuff.
This is a community laundry.
Yeah. Well, if that's where you clean stuff.
Well, no. But I just, you know, hung him up on a pipe, had him gutted, and had it, you know, a tub underneath him. Look.
From the ceiling. From a pipe.
I had one hole. No, this, I go to work in the morning.
Si was Dexter before it was cool, man.
No. Look, hey, I go to work. The deer's still hanging down there because I ain't got him cleaned yet. Finished cleaning and cut it up.
What is the temperature?
Oh, it's cold. It's in the wintertime.
Yeah, and in a basement. It's going to be cold down there.
I don't get to hang out in a lot of basements.
I come home for dinner.
Cold air sinks.
I come home for dinner, and there's all kind of Polizei cars parked everywhere around the building.
Polizei.
Oh.
Yeah, Polizei. And military, okay, and the military jeeps.
Gestapo show up.
Yo, and when I get out, I said, what happened? They said, it's been a mass murder.
No, they did.
And I said, what? He said, oh, yeah, there's blood everywhere and dead bodies and everything. Yo.
I think we're at 95% now.
Well, no. Hey, this is what the guy's telling me when I got out of the car. And I said, what are y'all talking about? Well, about this time, a doctor, German doctor, you know, they're asking him. He said, what was he shot with? You know, and the German doctor says,
there it is.
You know, the German doctor said, looked like a .30-06 to me. You know, which is what I shoot me, and he knows me. I've played with him. So when I come walking in, I said, hey, what's going on? He said, all these people have overreacted. He said, because a Jaeger, which is a hunter, that's the German word for hunter. He said, because a Jaeger shot a deer and hung him in the basement. You know, and I said, oh, that's me.
I'm your Jaeger.
Yeah, hey, that'd be
He's
me.
He's the Jaeger master.
That'd be me.
You're the Jaeger meister, huh?
Yeah, and I said, hey, you bunch of idiots. Some woman went down there and just went insane. She went crazy.
Because there was blood in the laundry room?
Because there was blood in the laundry room.
I mean, to be fair,
that's kind of
gross.
Like,
when I saw the deer, I'd be like, who's the jerk and the nasty person?
No. Hey, I killed him. I paid for him. I fixed to cook him.
But it's a communal laundry room.
Well, hey, I can't help that. I'm part of the community here, bud.
If you kill a deer tonight and go over to North 7th and just hang it up in the laundry.
That right there tells you why I was in trouble a lot in the military.
Yeah.
Now, you're welcome at my house anytime. Just please don't clean a deer in my laundry room. Like, we got a tree out back.
Well, hey, look. Hey, I'm just
You string him up from the tree and skin him right there. It ain't that big of a deal.
No.
Just
hang him on the porch. Turn the porch light
on. My man.
How many cop cars? Okay, aside from the 95%, how many cop cars were there?
How many cop cars?
At least
one.
Oh, I'm telling you, the whole building, and this was like three different stairwells.
Oh, so they had every entrance.
So it was
off.
About, what, 12, I think, families lived in it. Yeah, but I mean, they got a little bit old.
I love this.
It was berserk because the deer's hanging draining.
So I ain't ever cleaned nothing that's not in central heat and air, and I love it.
Well, no.
That makes me happy.
I ain't going to be sitting out in the cold freezing my butt off. I done that to kill it.
But you didn't, like, clean up the blood off the floor?
Eventually,
he did. It wasn't on the floor. I had it.
No, he had a gut bucket down there.
Yeah, I had a
He ain't hauled off the gut bucket yet.
Yeah, I ain't got rid of this. I ain't finished cleaning him
yet. Yeah, because he still had fat and everything else he wanted to get off of.
Oh, no, yeah.
Nothing like downy fresh linen
and
gut bucket.
Being the good guy I was, I invited him. I said, hey, look, I'm fixing to cook venison tonight for supper.
Y'all are all welcome.
Hey, crazy woman, you're invited to have some venison with me.
I like how she's somehow
the
bad guy.
Well, she refused because she thought I was an animal. Matter of fact, she even called me that.
We have a specific email for you, Phil. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready? It's not an email. It was a Facebook DM. And it's a compliment to you because at the end of it, Michelle said you're a super funny guy.
But.
Let me read that. Let me read the
subject line.
The line.
Okay.
Backwards. Hilarious Gout Phillips. Okay.
When Phil talked about the gout, that was the funniest thing she's heard in a long time. But we need an update. How's your feet?
So it's good.
And
I've been taking my medication. Losing a little bit of weight, trying to exercise, and it's under control now.
And
I got that from Justin.
You on that allopurinol, babe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And hey, it ain't funny.
No.
What? Gout?
The guy that got it, it ain't funny.
Yeah. No,
that's serious pain involved in this.
Pretty funny every time I've
it. It is surprising.
It's funny if you're watching somebody else.
It's surprising how bad your big toe could hurt.
No. Because I remember growing up, you know, somebody would come by and be crying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, well, all right, what happened? What happened? Tell me, oh, no, it's okay, but he's got gout.
Yeah. It's.
And I'm saying, what?
I know it's bad. It sounds crazy because you're like, your toe?
Hey, I knew that Martin had it because he said my big toe was in such pain I couldn't even put the sheet on it. And I was like,
oh, no,
he knows.
No.
Yeah, you can have no pressure. But what's weird is like, for me during the day, when you put socks and shoes on, it was like, okay, I can bear this. It's like it had to have the pressure. But if it was just something like laying flat with weight on it, I mean, I was like, I did. I called my buddy's doctor. I was like, can we cut it off? Like, yeah. And he's like,
it's that bad.
He's like, no, bro, to just go to a different joint. I said, okay, let's save my toe. But what do we do? And he's like, well, you just got to figure out what's wrong with you.
You were legitimately about to cut off your toe.
No, no.
I thought that would be the easiest route.
Oh, no. I'm serious. What he said is true.
Well, the problem is, here's the problem. Like, so during the day, it doesn't really hurt that bad. Right. Like, you can manage it during the day. At like midnight, 1 o'clock a.m., it would wake you up with, like, I don't know how to describe the throbbingness of pain.
That's
But it hits during the middle of the night.
Have so you had it?
No.
Then you're miserable because it hurts and you don't get any sleep.
Look, we know both of y'all have had it, but Si, get it. Y'all have had it, but Si needs to explain it real fast.
I'm going to tell you the pain, okay? Anybody that's been laying, been laying in bed, tell us. And look, you get a cramp in your thigh muscle.
No, this ain't got nothing on Charlie.
No.
This ain't got nothing on Charlie.
He knows. No. That or either a tooth that is infected and starts hurting.
Well, see, I've heard that about teeth too, but I've never had a, I've never had any kind of tooth.
Okay, but hey, when I say a cramp, I'm talking about, hey.
You talking about Charlie horse, full-blown lockup.
Oh, no, this makes you jump out of bed and just go, ah.
Which I don't know who Charlie or his horse is, but
that sucker
must have been mean.
Oh, no, he was.
Have you had an infected tooth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I've never had that.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you knew one of the things.
Well, I think
part of the misery is the fact that you don't get any sleep, like, because you cannot sleep.
You can't sleep.
How do you know?
Because you're in pain. Sleep? What are you talking about? I want some relief.
Si has nightmares about the gout because he can't imagine a world where he can't sleep.
He saw me. He was around me a few days. And he was like, man,
I ain't doing
bad
that.
For you.
It's while it's rocking, it's generally like a 3-day process, even with medicine, to like get the flare up down.
Ooh.
And like day two is generally, you're just like, cause you got no sleep, you got nothing, but it's weird. Cause during the day you can manage it. That's what's weird. Like
that's strange.
During the day you're like, yeah, it hurts and I limp a little, but like, I'm fine, but man, it will wake you up. And cause then you go to sleep and you're like, okay, maybe I'm over. No, like 1-2 a.m. you're like, Oh God, cut it off.
Yeah. Okay, think about this. You have a root canal in a tooth. Okay? He didn't get it all. He didn't pull all the nerve out.
Ooh. And he put it in your toe?
Some of it is left, and you go home. Okay, well, guess what? The shot wears off. Now you're sitting there with a nerve that is livid.
Oh, exposed.
Yeah, exposed.
And exposed to the air, and it's just, you're about to go insane.
Yeah, Johnny did black out now.
Just some pain.
Yeah.
I got pain tolerance. Okay. Kinda.
No, I'm talking about blood and guts.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, he'd have been the guy in the laundromat reporting you.
Well,
I wouldn't have been reporting you.
Here's the reason I know about all this. My whole family was in the nursing field.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so all these horror stories, they used to tell them. And gout.
Now, look, I'll say this right. Women are way tougher than us. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Hands down, it probably wouldn't bother a woman that bad. But.
Beth is trying to stick up for Michelle. Michelle thinks you having gout's hilarious. Michelle, oh, yeah. I support it. It is funny.
Thanks, Michelle.
Now, Beth's saying. She thought it was just funny how we talked about it.
It's funny that it was called rich man's disease and the two poorest ones in here, the ones that end up with it. That's what's funny.
That's true. We're broke on this side. Not so much over that side.
Look, he knows it's true.
But let me tell you how bad it is going to hurt you.
Yeah, called rich man's disease and the two poorest folks in here to want to get it.
That's what's wild. I don't know.
I love that because my whole life, I've always told people, they start talking about their injuries, especially when they get old. And I'm talking about, I've had all that.
Yeah.
And they said, what are you talking about? I said, hey, look, I had ever been in that. I hear people talking about, I had to take my son to a doctor the other day and they diagnosed him with all these childhood problems.
I don't know about that.
PSD, whatever, And I said, well, I had all that. And my own family said, hey, I've had dementia my whole life.
You?
Yeah, that's what they say. Well, guess what? You know, I had about three of my siblings that actually, when they left here, they had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I've had it all my life, I'm like Willie Nelson. It must be something good in it.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Oh, you wild.
He wild and crazy. I got another one?
I got one more. Tony from Iowa has the most, one of the more interesting questions we've ever been asked. And it, Cy's laundry room gut bucket made me want to ask this. If there was an official Duck Commander scent candle for each of you, what would it smell like? Like lavender and fried chicken? Size is clearly fresh linens and gut buckets.
Yeah.
Get it on the website. $19.99. Yeah. Make a fortune.
Fresh linen and gut bucket.
Is that what your candle would be? Candle.
Well, hey. It would be a foul smell.
Goblin would be donuts and fish scales or something. You know, or Minter bucket.
Minter bucket.
Hey, Minter.
Hey, Phil would be a foul smell.
And Phil wouldn't have nothing sweet about him.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Old feet.
Burnt duck skin.
60-day-old socks.
Yeah.
Singed
wet
duck
sock.
Skin.
This is Duck Commander. Anything doing with hunting is going to stink.
Mm.
Dead crickets, that's another smell I'm very fond of and used to.
Yeah, I'd say something probably like Cheez-Its and swamp water.
Cheez-Its
he
and swamp
water. He
brought
in a good part, boys. I'll give you that. Hey.
I don't know. I mean,
the swamp water
I end up
stink.
I end
Jesus
up.
Jesus is going to smell great.
I end up wet just about every other day doing something duck hunting related. Not falling or nothing, but you got to work on something, move boards, do this, do that. You just end up wet. Yeah. Like,
which produces a foul odor, boys.
Especially when you forget about your clothes out there in your truck. They sitting there and bake for a couple of days, drying out on their own. You walk in, you're like.
Right. Then you open the door to get in your pickup and you're talking about.
You
what
just,
is
you're looking for the
smell?
Wet. Well, it's a distinct smell because, well, maybe I should change it from swamp water to mildew because that's pretty much what the smell is. Like.
I just realized his other smell.
Uh-oh. Oh, what is it?
Junior high boy locker room.
Hey, oh, yeah, Axe.
Bod fantasy spray going wild.
Hey, the bod
mixed
smell.
With old man.
Hey, the bod smells.
Who's never had the gout.
Yeah.
Hey.
He'd be the bod and mothballs all told, turned into one.
Hey, look, you can't go there because, hey, I've had too many women tell me that I smell so good.
I understand.
That's the bod and a combination of bourbon deodorant.
Good thing is nobody would ever lie to you.
I know.
So that was the one of the worst smells I ever smelled.
Oh, wow.
When you were cooking those ducks.
Oh.
The duck feathers. Not the dozen.
Duck feathers.
But the absolute worst smell was Jace's truck. When I bought it and opened it up, and it smelled like feathers and blood and bullets.
And for this,
it was
and for
awful.
One reason.
That's
a little smell I like to call
that's
dip.
Why,
dip.
That's about
that. Yes.
That's why, look, at 60 days, Jace left all his hunting, his waders, all that in the truck.
Oh, yeah, he did. I can tell.
Willie's candle would be wet logs and dip spit. That would be his scent.
A dipstick?
Dip spit.
Dip spit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Grizzly, fine cut, natural, baby.
Wet logs and used grizzly. Slightly used, mind you. He only kept a dip there for like 30 seconds.
That's giving me the signal.
Hey, I like Martin's tell me Jesus is swamp water. That's the best.
All right, 2 Corinthians 2:15. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. All who is equal to such a task. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. I don't really know what that means, but it had a lot of stuff about smells in it.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what all Hunter's going to leave in here today, y'all, but we enjoyed it. Thank y'all, and come again. We'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.